welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest interviews, photos, videos, everything is there at SeanGreen.com. Make sure you also follow me on Facebook at Sean Green Show Media. And I'm also on Twitter is at Sean Green Show. Make sure you check me out there, too. Whole new week. Got to bring in my man, Ray Carcillo, the review editor at Electronic Gaming Monthly, EGMNow.com and RayCarcillo.com. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. So, all right, the new Nintendo 3DS XL, tell me all about it. What news should I look for here with this device?
Well, the biggest thing is that the new 3DS XL finally gives players a C-stick. You know, it's this extra stick to, you know, to basically play, you know, shooter-type games or actually control the camera. It finally gives you that dual stick that you've probably been wanting, or if you played Monster Hunter 3, you probably got it as a Circle Pad Pro as a pack-in with that. Because it's something that a lot of games have needed, and now there's a lot more potential for 3DS games, knowing that that's that second stick. You also have the shoulder buttons, and so basically you have a lot more of a control that feels similar to what you get on a console now with 3DS.
Now, one of the issues that people had with the previous 3DS was the battery life and, you know, it being drained really quickly. Was that problem fixed?
We'd like to believe that right now the problem is fixed. You know, it has a battery life that is definitely better than what the 3DS and the 3D XL originally had. But again, you know, batteries, especially for that when you're something that's being recharged, they will start to fade over time depending on how much you use them and depending on how much they are recharged. But as of right now, you're probably looking at a battery life that's going to give you probably an extra hour or two than what you probably are used to from a 3DS or a regular 3DS XL.
Right. And they also went from like the SD memory card to the micro SD cards. Is there any particular reason for that change? And does that micro SD, does it hold more than the SD card used to hold?
Well, it depends on the SD card, the micro SD card. Obviously, you can buy more that have different sizes. And like if you're like me, you know, I went through three different SD cards over the course of my regular 3DS's life. You know, because I got larger, you know, it came with a 2 gigabyte one, and I got a larger one and a larger one, and then I ended up filling it up with games that I ended up downloading via the eShop. You know, so, I mean, the one that it comes with is you know, a relatively small size. But you're going to probably have to go out and buy a new one. But in terms of how much space the micro SD can hold compared to the SD, I think the highest SD is more than the highest micro SD, but it's still not something... You can still get a very high amount of space on a micro SD, so it's not like you're going to be going to the store every month because you're filling up your SD card with memory or with games.
All right, and one of the things that a lot of people has been asking me, they wanted me to ask you this, people that had the 3DS and they buy this 3DS XL and they want to transfer their games over, is that possible? And if so, what's the process?
It is possible. It is, unfortunately, a lengthy process. Nintendo really didn't do a very good job of making this easy. It comes with this really long booklet, actually, on how to transfer over your save data from your 3D or your games from your 3DS over to the new 3DS. But you're going to have to download an app, and it's very similar process to how the Wii U, you could take your Wii data and put it on the Wii U. It's going to require changing SD cards. It's going to require downloading an app, like I mentioned. And it's going to take time because it's going to have to transfer wirelessly from system to system. So it's not going to be a quick transfer, unfortunately, but it is a process, and it is a lengthy and detailed one that I don't think your listeners are just have to read the instruction manual. Interesting.
All right, great. And let's talk about one of the latest releases for the 3DS, The Legend of Zelda Majora's. All right, tell me a little bit about this. What's the deal with this Zelda game?
So Majora's Mask, this is a remake of the game that was basically a direct sequel to Ocarina of Time on the N64. It came out 13 years ago now. And it was a game that you either loved it or hated it. It's one of the most controversial Zelda games of all time. Ganon is not the main enemy. In fact, it's weird because what Link has to do is he falls into this world called Termina, and he has to basically relive the same 3 days over and over again, gradually making progress through four dungeons in order to try and stop this evil mask that is trying to destroy this alternate world. It added some interesting gameplay mechanics. You know, it added these masks that you can get different powers from and that you could use to complete side quests. But in terms of its tone, it's probably one of the darkest Zeldas ever, and because of that, it really turned a lot of fans off. I mean, I know me personally, there's 16 canonical Zelda games. I wouldn't even put Majora's Mask in my top 10. With the new 3DS, they basically redone all the graphics. The game admittedly looks fantastic. They definitely did a great job sprucing it up. They also changed the last dungeon, which was notoriously difficult. But in my opinion, they actually made it worse. they made the dungeon itself better, but they made the boss battle much, much worse. So to me, overall, because what happened was that the way it used to be, Majora's Mask, in the fourth dungeon, not to give too much away, but you got this item called the Giant's Mask, and it was the only place in the world that you can use this item. And what would happen is the dungeon itself was extremely difficult, but the boss battle, once you had this item, was amazingly simple because you could just spam your attack button and beat the boss in only a few hits. What they did with this time around is they made the dungeon a lot more streamlined, which I'm sure fans will appreciate, mm-hmm. but they don't give you the Giant's Mask until halfway through the boss battle. So the boss battle is extremely difficult, and also it's very odd for a Zelda game where you don't put the dungeon item until halfway through the boss battle. But the first half of that boss battle to get to that point is extremely difficult because you're taking on this basically what is a giant worm. It's weird how they kind of switched that up. I think first off, purists are going to be mad, but I think that also people are going to be a little off put by the fact that that dungeon now completely bucks the Legend of Zelda trend. You get a dungeon item, you use the dungeon item to get to the boss and then defeat the boss. I think in that regard. So again, personally, they did a great job sprucing up and making it look all pretty, but Majora's Mask isn't my favorite Zelda.
All right, let's move on to Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate. Now, in Japan, Monster Hunter is like super popular, right? And it hasn't really received that much of a good reception here in the States. Is there any particular reason why?
Well, I think one of the things is that Monster Hunter doesn't have the story, I think, that fans want from here. I think Monster Hunter is a very open-world game. You can kind of do what you want. You have quests, but there isn't as really much of a plot to it as you get from a more traditional RPG, and I think still that's something that people would prefer. I mean, Monster Hunter, what you do in the game is in the name. You just hunt monsters primarily. You create a character. You travel around the world. I will say that playing it on a new 3DS is the preferred way to do it. Again, the C-Stick allowing you to control the camera is a huge boon. But it's really more action-oriented and more about playing with your friends and kind of creating almost your own narrative from that experience. And so I think part of the reason why it hasn't really caught on here in the West is there's no story. Also, something I really noticed with this game is that it really feels like Capcom has done all they can with handheld technology in this franchise. Uh-huh. And people may not remember, but Monster Hunter originally started as a console game, and I think it might be time for Monster Hunter to go back to being primarily a console game and stop debuting on handhelds and really try and get some power into this franchise and really expand the world, expand the creature design, the characters, and I think really try and take it to the next level now that they've kind of found their voice with what they want to do with this series. I think that might help also. I think getting a long RPG-like game on a handheld can be kind of a grind. You know, most of the people who play handhelds, they want a smaller, quicker experience.
Yeah.
So I think getting it back on the consoles would be a big help.
All right, great. And there you have it. Ray Carcillo, review editor at Electronic Gaming Monthly, EGMNow.com. Make sure you check out EGMNow.com for the latest news and video games. And anything you want to know about, anything, if you're a total gamer, EGMNow.com is where you need to go. Make sure you check out RayCarcillo.com as well. It's cool stuff there, too. And if you want to follow Ray Carcillo on Twitter, please do so. It's at Ray Carcillo. Make sure you check out all the stuff we talked about today. Ray, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And we'll be back right after this.